You're listening to the Ask the American podcast on the Pod Gods Network.
Ask America. Three podcasts in one. The podcast that comes with instructions. Wham, bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon, you guys.
We're like the hills.
We're stuck on this
show. We don't go away. Nope.
We're with you till you die.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up on the queer line. Three rounds.
Ask an
American. Hello and welcome to Ask an American episode 20.
Yes.
I think you'd be a bit more excited about that. I think you'd be like, episode 20, yeah!
Wow. Nice monkey impression.
There's a monkey in the room.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
but 20, it's not exactly like a, it's not like a centenary or anything, though, is it? It's just a number.
Centenary?
Yeah. More than like 18, 19. Less than 21, 22. It's 20.
We all know 21, 22 is going to be amazing.
Ah, absolutely.
It's going to be even better than this one.
Yes.
We're just progressively getting better.
Yes?
Yeah?
Okay.
We're like the Daz adverts. Because every single new Daz they bring out, or any washing detergent...
New and improved.
...is always better. So you go back 10 years, the original must have been fucking awful.
I reckon they used to do detergents that actually turned things filthier to start with. Otherwise, they just couldn't...
Just improve.
They couldn't keep improving on how they do.
So have we on purposely started a shit podcast and just to get better and better?
Well, we've definitely started a shit podcast.
Yeah, I think...
A couple of them, to be honest.
Oddcast podcast and Ask an American, they're good.
Yeah, okay.
Are they balanced?
I thought you were saying they were shit.
No, they're not.
You just said that.
A little bit.
Okay.
So welcome to Ask an American. I am your host, Adam, and sitting next to me with a glass of beer is...
You really hate it when I do that, don't you?
That was like 3 seconds, that was just nothing. Okay, you were watching it as well.
I was.
You can actually see the screen.
I actually broke before you did then.
You did, see? I've learned to let you go of it.
Alright, we'll see what happens next time then.
It's going to be like 3 hour podcast.
Only I'm just going to stand up and get me cock out.
Were you streaming in that one, yeah?
You'd need a pretty decent zoom lens to put anything out on the internet. Very high resolution.
Or those cameras they stick up people's arses. Colon cameras.
What, to see my knob?
Yeah, because it's tiny.
It's internal.
It's internal. You've got internal penis. But yes, so Ask an American is the podcast where me and Will, that is who you are.
Will and I.
Will and I.
Yes.
No, that's... Will I am. No, that's not right. Will am I. Anyway...
So I'm just going to look at you now.
We set questions to two other American podcasts, the last podcast, The Standard, and Blogging Under the Influence, BUI podcast.
Oh, yes.
It's all British based, it's all fun, it's all stupid, it doesn't make any sense, it causes arguments, people have left, people have come back, people have moaned.
People have cried.
People have cried, and someone got raped. So
and someone soiled themselves.
That happened 10 seconds ago.
Yes. All right, well. I'm going to have to leave the room in a minute.
Was it the sage sausages that you were making earlier?
Oh, they were good sausages, though.
They took 3 hours
to make. First batch took 3 hours to make. The second batch took about 6 minutes. I learnt.
And I did update people on Twitter, and I don't think they cared.
I don't see why they would. Twitter is just there for, like, feeding out pointless shit to the world who doesn't care,
like podcasts.
yeah, it's that style of thing.
But I was too busy chasing your chicken around the garden. I was like doing a Rocky impression
or a Fox impression.
No, it's more like Rocky.
Rocky. I don't remember when he chased any chickens.
Well, there you go. He does.
Does he?
Yes. One of his training montages in the first film, he chases a chicken.
Brilliant. Oh. Can we put some Americans on?
Well, are we not funny enough?
I'm just not certain about the Rocky Chicken music.
The clucky. That doesn't make sense. Okay, no. So yes, Ask an American, TLPS, last podcast of standing. Should we let them go first with question number one?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, so question number one, last podcast of standing. And then, straight after, BUI.
Smooth.
That was very smooth. I forgot that we played both at the same time. Not at the same time, because you wouldn't be able to hear them. They all merge. Amalgam. That's a word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the wrong word, but it is a word.
Right, let's listen to the Americans talk shit.
Welcome, motherfuckers, to Ask an American, episode 20.
There you go.
As I sit here and stir my fucking tea, the Angry Ginger shall introduce the show.
Yeah, did we ever get an answer on which hand you're
in? Bitch, I said the Angry Ginger will introduce the show. Furry Helmet, deal with her.
Don't tease me.
I'm the Angry Ginger. This is the last podcaster standing. With me tonight is Tom, our pedantic fun sponge.
That's correct. It's a good thing you have a good relationship with the Queen. Otherwise, I would really be scared.
We used to sleep together.
Oh, yeah. That explains
Ow.
It.
Yeah, that's great. You know, once you get past the cobwebs, it's just like sleeping with a different, you know, different woman.
Oh, all right.
It's not bad. We also have the Google Goddess on the screen.
Hi there.
And I don't remember if the if the Queen said this was the last podcaster standing, but we are the last podcaster standing.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Yes, thank you.
You're fucking welcome. Gigi, you have a question for us?
I have five of them, actually.
We'll start with the first one. Jesus Christ, these people.
Yes, Your Majesty.
It must be hard to find good help.
I think she
knows it more than anyone else.
Yeah, it's true. She's been around a long time.
I heard that.
You know, this year is her 60th year on the throne.
Pipe down over there.
Yes, ma'am. I gotta find the questions. Oh, where did they go? They're not here. Here we go. Questions for episode 20. Number one, lost in translation. You say one thing, we say another. How well do you know the English language?
Are you asking me?
Well, you already know, though.
All right, Queen, we're going to have to ask you to be quiet for a little bit, okay?
Yes, Ginger.
Go pet your corgis.
You're so proud of that.
Okay, we have some options here. We have British slang that we need to figure out.
Okay.
Actually, I'm looking over these. I know everyone but one.
Oh,
so
shit.
It's kind of fun. First one is sidewalk. Well, so they say side, or I'm sorry, we say sidewalk.
Did you read the question?
She sort of did, and then the queen interrupted. Why don't you read it again real quick?
Bitch queen. You say one thing, we say another. How well do you know the English language?
Mm-hmm. Okay, English. Got it.
We say sidewalk. They say
sidewalk. It's English.
No, they say pavement.
Walk side. They say pavement?
They say pavement.
Well, what do they use for their fucking roads? Rubber?
No, it's roads.
Oh.
Road.
Streets.
Oh. So they say pavement. Everything's a pavement.
Right.
Sort of like when you go to the South, did you order a everything's a Coke, no matter what kind of soda pop you order.
Right.
It's a Coke. They just pavement.
Well, that's what they say.
We'll go with pavement. You better be right.
I am right.
She is!
We say pants, they say...
Jeans.
No.
Pantalones?
No, that's Spanish. They say...
Cock socks?
They say trousers.
Yeah, okay, they say trousers.
They say trousers. And this one is because... this one is kind of a jab.
They say gelatin.
No, they don't. They say jelly.
I should read the question first.
It's we say jello, they say jelly. It's jelly.
Really?
Yeah, because Andy and I argue about that all the time. He hates when I call it jello.
Well, if that's all you guys got to argue about, you guys are going to be together a while.
Yeah, we're pretty good. That and I keep calling football soccer. He didn't like that either.
It's true.
But I do it on purpose. The next one is we say eggplant, they say
ugly plant.
No.
Tasty morsel.
Actually, you know what? I know the answer.
Yum, yum.
Too. Never mind.
Side dish with
well,
tea.
Spit it out.
Yeah.
It's, you never spit.
I do. If I came with the decision, I mean.
It's how do you pronounce it?
Fabergé egg?
Aubergine.
Fabergé plant.
I forget how to pronounce it, but it's
Fabergé
it's
fern. Aubergine?
Yeah.
That's what they call
it? Aubergine or aubergine, I forget exactly. And then we say cell phone and they say mobile phone.
Mobile, yeah.
So that those are interesting
cha-cha,
ones.
Bitches, number two!
Welcome to the Ask an American podcast. We are blogging under the influence. My name is Mick.
What? What?
Master P.
J-Dub.
Scott.
This is the podcast where we get five questions from our friends across the pond, and we're put a task to answer them as amusingly as possible.
It's been a while since we've been challenged.
We are versus the last podcaster standing.
It is. We haven't done a show.
Aren't they from Canada?
3 or 4 weeks. 2 weeks. A month.
Aren't they from Canada?
We haven't.
I believe so, yeah.
But they don't count.
Actually,
they're going to hit us with their maple leaf?
No, this is called Ask a Canadian.
Yeah.
Just change the name of the show. Ask a Canadian.
No. This is an angry red maple leaf. Ooh.
No, they're from.
It'll be angry syrup.
They're actually from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
But wow.
They called us hillbillies, so I called them Canadians. It's kind of just a silly little back and forth we do.
I was going to say, Mr. Vic, can you stop your dogs from attacking my cooler?
What?
No, they're attacking each other.
Oh, my dogs.
But your cooler.
Like, what are you talking about?
Your cooler's in
John
the
McVic.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That was mentioned a few weeks ago, but I don't think
it's actually trending.
Yeah.
Trending now. Okay.
Hashtag.
Here's the first question or Mick challenge, Beck, if you will. It's called Lost in Translation. Adam says, you say one thing, we say another. How well do you know the English language? That's all capitalized, by the way. English
wow.
language.
Uh-oh.
You say sidewalk, we say what?
Our teeth are fucked up.
Pantaloons.
Pantaloons? I don't think that's their word for sidewalk.
Yard pass.
Yard pass.
Yard pass.
Yard pass.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I'll take a gander down
the way you say
pass.
It's great.
Yard I mean, pass.
It does sound like
it's got a. It's got a ring.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we'll take it. Fucking yard pass. You say pants, we say...
Pantaloons. Knickers.
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 I'm going with knickers.
I like the pantaloons.
Not...
Knickers.
Knickers.
With a K.
I was just making sure my mouth wasn't
yeah,
full of candy.
You have to be British.
I had chocolate in my mouth.
You have to be British to call them...
It sounded knickers. Funny the first time I said it. I had chocolate in my mouth. I said knickers.
Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers.
Like the New York Knickerbockers.
Like, you know those guys at the mall say, what's up, knickerbockers?
Wow.
I haven't been to that mall.
I think I'm going to have to add a beep to that, by the way. But anyway, you say jello, we say...
Yellow.
Jiggly.
Jello.
Jiggly.
Jellin.
More bringing me a plate of jiggly.
Jiggly.
Jello. I would say you say Jello, we say Jello.
Yeah, it's a fucking name brand. So if you have it over there, it's goddamn
Jello. J-E-L-L-O. Yeah. And Bill calls me Lism Burzum Burdum Flism Flap Jism Jerum Jerum.
Now, not to be pedantic.
Flurzum 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 Cleo Flism Flap.
Not to be pedantic, Adam, but if you meant to say gelatin, I don't know what their word for gelatin would be.
Crushed up joint matter.
Jiggly bits.
Yeah, boiled bone marrow.
Not bone marrow. Chondroitin. Actually, the...
We're being...
Jiggly bits.
Not bone marrow, though.
Jiggly bits.
Just the articular matter from joints. Yeah. You wouldn't use bone marrow for that. You'd use the actual articular matter. Hyaline cartilage.
Okay, thanks for that.
Okay,
Scott,
it makes a big difference, Jiggly.
Well, it does. I mean, bone matter comes from the yep. like the
I'm going with jiggly.
The center of the long okay, bones.
Jiggly bits.
We're moving on.
Hyaline cartilage is actually the
you say
mobile
eggplant,
the actual mobile cartilage from the ends of the long bones where they articulate with another eggplant. Bone. That's actually called
hey,
a joint.
Tyson, I don't care. And nobody cares.
That's fine. I don't really need somebody else's validation.
And we went with jiggly.
You say eggplant. We say
eggplant. Nasty.
Well, what's their word for eggplant, though? I've heard this, but I can't fucking
zucchini.
Purple zucchini.
Gross. How about that? Nasty.
Yeah.
Looks like my mom's teeth. Purple.
No, they would say mum, not mom.
Me mum's teeth.
Me mum's teeth.
It looks like my mum's used tampon. Big purple glowing object.
Any guesses?
Ozzy Osbourne's liver.
Purple zucchini is all I can come up with.
Raspberry beret.
Because, like, beret. I think it's over there, like, they call...
Raspberry beret.
What is it they call, broccoli, they call that green cauliflower.
Oh. What? That's like
different
what is
plant.
That, an apple? No, it's a red tomato. It's a hard tomato.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of weird that
what
they
is
would.
That,
call
oh, is
it
that cantaloupe? No, but that's green mushmelon. That's green. It's honeydew.
Very strange.
Eggplant? Anybody else? Eggplant?
Yeah, I go with whatever you say.
Yucky.
Purple zucchini?
Yeah.
Okay. Yucky is what I call it.
You say cell phone. We say...
Mobile. Yeah.
Mobile.
Mobile telly.
Mobile
no,
telly.
That's their television.
Yeah. Mobile.
Mobile.
Yeah. Not mobile.
Mobile speaking device.
Hit me on the digis.
When it's like, got to call my mobile, I'm thinking like that little...
Nokia.
School that yeah, have the little,
the babies look at.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, wow. Okay.
All right, that's all we got.
Okay.
Well, that was some fascinating stuff.
What the fuck was going on with BUI?
I don't know. I'm a little bit excitable today, aren't I?
And Tyson.
Yeah, but it's good to see Your Majesty's with us.
Yes. Last podcast standing, obviously got two people down. They got no Grant, no Joe, but they actually have...
They have a guest star.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Is she actually with them, or is she, like, connecting in like Steph does?
I think she's in the room with them.
Okay.
She's...
Is she with Steph, or is she with the boys?
With the boys.
Okay.
Because she likes it with the boys, doesn't she?
Apparently known for it, yeah.
The Queen does it with the boys.
Mm.
She's like, I love the boys, motherfuckers!
Yeah.
I don't know if that came out, or I don't know if it sounded good or shit.
I have no idea. Was it Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken playing the Queen. That is the next film.
I can see it happening.
It's going to happen. Whatever. But you asked the question, Will, which was the translation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what were the questions?
What's your name, Henry? Because he's not in that one. How does the question... Right, okay. You say sidewalk. We say...
Pavement.
Pavement?
Yes, we say pavement.
Why do we call it pavement?
Because it's generally the paved bit next to the road.
Ah.
Because these days, most roads aren't paved, they're tarmac.
Oh, yeah.
The paved bit is the pavement next to the road.
Pavement?
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but whatever.
That's what we call it.
That's what we call it.
Yeah.
We're stuck with it.
Fucking
right here. Pavement. Okay. You say pants, we say...
Trousers.
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 Not jeans.
That accent, though. Are the only to...
What accent?
Trousers.
Trousers?
Hello, I'm English.
Hello, my name is Michael Payne.
We'll leave that till later.
And I am a nosy neighbour.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. But that's for a later round.
When you hear some of their answers for that film.
Oh, God. But yeah, pants, they say pants, we say trousers, not underpants, that's a different thing, but we refer to underpants as pants, just to confuse shit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so we do use the word pants over here, but we use it for our undercracks.
Yeah, but the trouble is, it can cause a bit of confusion and cross-ocean entertainment, you know, just
take
so.
Your pants off, oh, easy.
Yeah, exactly, take your pants off, oh, how many trousers first, or...
Yeah, cool, blimey, gather.
Yeah, him right. Alright, what's else? What else we got?
You say jello, we say yellow.
You say potato.
I say tomato.
Yes, which is why I don't trust you to make a, make a fucking salad.
A potato salad.
Mm.
With tomato in it.
Mm.
Yeah, so jello.
And your pizza toppings are fucking awful.
They call it milk.
It's got chips on a pizza.
I've put chips on a pizza before.
You would, yeah.
I can imagine. I actually have. When I get like a... if I get a pizza, pizza from the kebab shop, and I get some chips with it...
This is the problem. You get pizza from the kebab shop. You get pizza from a fucking pizza shop.
Well, you get kebab shop from the fish shop.
You don't go to the fish shop and buy a kebab shop.
You can buy a kebab shop.
You just said you get the kebab shop from the fish shop.
I said you get kebab from the fish shop. What did I say?
You will find out. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they say Jell-O. And yes, it's a brand name, but they always say Jell-O. Even in Ghostbusters, there's always room for Jell-O. They don't say, would you like to come round for some gelatin and ice cream? Because gelatin is like the boiled down bone shit that Tyson was surprised to see. Where did that come from?
I know. He's like some kind of weird.
I want to know what he does for a living.
Like,
what?
No, he's like that.
Some weird spastic guy.
No, it's like an autistic person. You know, he's a bit crazy and insane. He just say something really intellectual.
That's not autism.
What is it? What is it then?
Eccentric? I don't know.
Is it?
It's not fucking autism.
It's Dangle Day Lewis from My Left Foot.
Dangle Day Lewis.
I said Dangle Day Lewis.
You said Dangle.
Dangle.
You're fucking lame tonight.
I am. It's because I fucking sat around here for 3 hours watching you make sausages.
You still at them?
And it's just killed me.
I was the one making the fucking sausages.
A little part of me died inside.
Yes.
Because watching you get angry over sausages.
I was shouting at the mincer. Which is a bit of a hobby, actually. But normally I stand outside gay bars doing it. Right,
Get him on pigskin.
Yeah, you might call it gelatin, but you don't, let's face it. You call it jello, we call it jelly.
Jelly.
Gelatin to us is an ingredient of jelly.
Yeah.
Which is the bit that makes it go jelly-like.
And it's spelt with a G.
Yeah. But Tyson, like I say, just a bit of random knowledge there. Gotta love it. I just decided to cough before carrying on.
I thought you were choking then.
A little bit. Choking back the anger.
You say eggplant, we say...
Aubergine. And it still tastes shite. I do agree with that.
Never had one.
You probably never will either.
Don't appeal to me.
No, it's
don't like the word.
As vegetables go, it's a bit crap, really.
I don't like the word.
Yeah,
okay. Aubergine. Sounds poncy.
Okay.
So I'm angry. It angers me.
But I do love green cauliflower. That's one of my favourite vegetables, that is.
I've never called broccoli.
What is it they call it? Broccoli?
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Albert Broccoli. Didn't he make the James Bond movies?
No, that was Albert Green Cauliflower. We don't call it broccoli over here.
We don't like broccoli.
Should we move on?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
you just decided to adjust your hat.
That's it, yeah.
All right, and finally?
You say cell phone. We say...
Mobile.
Mobile phone?
Which is short for, yeah, mobile
phone. Which is better than a cell phone. What the fuck's a cell phone?
A cell phone means battery powered by a cell.
Oh, fair enough. I don't know what I thought.
It's logical, but, yeah. You know.
Well, mobile, because you can... Walk around with it in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
You could take it out of your ass.
You take it out of your ass.
It's
why you keep it up there in the first place, that's the question.
Walk down pavement in your pants.
Get your phone up your ass.
Get your mobile out my ass. Eating some aubergines and some jelly.
We say arse here, dear boy.
I said house.
Yeah, but I was laughing because it sounded like you keep your phone in your ass.
Oh, right, yeah. What film does that happen when he does that?
I don't know.
Every prison film, they've got to get like a mobile phone out there, bum.
Jesus Christ, it must have been hard. If you think back like a few years ago when they were the size of a fucking house brick.
Like in Saved by the Bell.
At least it's got an easy... I don't remember anyone keeping a phone in their arse in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but... Screech did. That's what they call him, Screech.
No fucking wonder.
But, Steph done alright on her side. That's good.
Yeah, that's because she's got some English in her on a regular basis.
She's got some mobile up her ass. But she does. I bet she has phone sex with Andy. Sticks her phone down her pants. And I said pants, not knickers.
Yeah.
And not trousers.
Well done.
I'm confused. I've lost it. I've lost the plot.
She takes it. She grabs the phone and takes it up her ass.
To her ass. Who knows? See, I'm surprised that people actually can understand or decipher what we're saying.
I think they can probably understand me a lot better than they can understand you.
I'm not that common, though. I just decide.
You're definitely not that common. You're one of a kind, old boy.
No, I just like that. Yeah, that's true. I like to just... I don't know, I'm too lazy on my fucking words sometimes. I can't be asked.
Yeah, you can't be housed.
Can't be housed.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Do you want to move into the second question?
I think it's probably best if we do.
And, yeah, we're playing both at the same time. Not at the same time, because that would be muddly.
Muddly?
Muddly.
What a wonderful word.
Did I just create that up? Or
I think you just created that up. Yeah.
Create it.
You've got to drive home tonight, dude.
I've had one panache.
No, you've had half a shandy.
Half a shandy.
Half a small shandy. And you had a pint of Carl's... Sorry, yeah, you had a can of Carling or Carlsberg about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, you did. I think you've killed me tonight. You've really...
It must be the LSD I put in the sausages.
Might be. It's a sage. Maybe sage makes you go crazy. Sage rage.
Well, there is a variety of the sage plant, sold as salvia, but salvia is like a generic name for sage, so you can smoke and gives you a high. Salvia. There is a variety of the sage family.
Salvia Berlusconi?
Yeah, if you like. Yeah. And, basically, it gets you going with underage prostitutes while you're running Italy.
See, underage...
What a specialist drug.
What would you get done for, being underage or a prostitute?
Well, the thing is, when you're like in your fucking 80s, I would say someone in their 30s is underage.
Exactly. There's no law.
But, you know.
Just dirty.
Yeah. Right, question two?
Yeah, let's go to question two. Fuck it, why not?
Question number two is mass debate. Usually in
masturbate.
Hollywood,
well, mass debate.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, that's funny.
Queen, not you, not you.
Cobwebs cleared.
Usually in Hollywood films, the villain has an English accent. Why is that?
That's because they're usually foreign, and they're usually from countries where they learn how to speak English by British people.
Because we don't like to make the villain our own.
And underhanded.
The former British colonies.
Yes, they're number two. We're sticking it to them every chance we get. Ha ha, fuckers! Yeah. You lost. Now, go hire Alan Rickman.
Either that, or Hollywood seems to have this fetish with British accents. They seem to think people with British accents are smarter.
Right.
So if they make the villain look or, quote, appear smarter.
By the voice.
Right. You normally root for the underdog.
Okay. So we're rooting for the hero because they're the underdog?
Right. You always root for the underdog.
That's true.
That's why it's like Chuck Norris versus a million people. And somehow we're supposed to think of him as the underdog in that situation, but it's Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Norris is clearly not the underdog.
We all know about Chuck Norris. How he hides his third fist in his beard.
Never heard that. No.
You don't watch Family Guy?
There's no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. It's just another fist.
Nice. What's the hunting one that you always say?
Chuck Norris doesn't go hunting because hunting implies a chance of failure. Chuck Norris goes killing.
I love it.
Good stuff. Quick.
On question number two, mass debate.
Ooh.
Usually in Hollywood, films. Okay, let me start.
They don't use film anymore.
Usually in Hollywood films, the villain has an English accent. Why is that?
Because they are inferior. Because they are inferior.
I think I know the answer to the answer they have in their mind.
The answer is because. Most of the time, those characters come off as hoity-toity, I'm smarter, better than you.
That's when they have a French accent.
And that's,
just like all English people.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, so we, as a people, most people want to see that snobby, hoity-toity...
West Hollywood.
Taken down. And,
right. So we still want to fucking kill the uppity redcoats.
Kind of.
Yeah,
it's in our blood.
We kind of planted our flag in the Boston Tea Party and Boston Teabag Party.
Boston Tea Bag Party.
You are drunker than normal. Yeah, side effect of Tyson being here.
Jason's hit that point of no return.
His face is shiny.
He'll be face planting into the dog crate in no time.
Yeah.
Hopefully not Scott's lap.
Hey, wow. That's not my clit.
I hope, but Scott's probably looking forward to it. So,
my, you have a long clit. Man, madam, your pussy smells like nuts.
So our answer for this...
Does balls smell bad?
Your pussy smells just like balls.
So our answer for this is basically we want the uppity...
Yeah.
I'm better than you, I'm well, smarter than you person yeah. to go down.
Right.
On me.
And because, again, that's the way they're kind of portrayed in most of those situations where it is like an English-type character is, yeah, they have...
Gary Oldman.
A superior attitude and...
A superiority complex.
Yeah.
Yep. And we have the inferiority complex.
No, I don't think so. We are fucking manifest destiny motherfucking Americans. We kicked the Indians off this motherfucker. Like, hey, we got a good deal for you. You know this ground here where it's real fertile? Why don't you go farm in South Dakota? We hear those rocks. The rocks out there will grow corn like none other.
That wasn't supposed to start. They wasn't supposed to get back into it by coughing.
Okay. I thought that was like a way to lead into it.
No, again. Hello.
That's made me cough for real now. Oh, I love smoking. It's awesome. Right.
Hello. I am here to kill you.
Yeah, so basically, apparently, we're bad guys.
Me and you.
Probably me more than you.
What would I be? Like the
You're going to be one of the goofy henchmen.
Yeah, I would be, wouldn't I?
All right, boss. We'll get in for you, boss.
Okay, boss. Well, don't you worry about it. It's right. I'll get for you.
But then at the end, I'd get like, caught, but then I'd get given my
nose. Yeah, you'd get away with it. You'd have a bit of a spanking, but then turn out to be a cheeky, lovable rogue.
Hiding in a little box somewhere.
But the hoity-toity English guy is going to fucking clearly get absolutely destroyed.
Well, you put this question forward, right?
You
said, why do they always have British accents?
I don't have an answer for this one. That was purely a debate question.
Yeah, no, but then I thought about it, and I thought straight away, oh, Alan Rickman in Die Hard. But then I thought, well, no.
He was an Englishman playing a German.
And then...
Now I have a machine gun.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, and then I watched Die Hard 3, and his brother, Jeremy Irons, another British person with a great British accent, playing another German.
That's because Americans can't do foreign accents. Have you heard these guys trying to do an English accent?
That was an English accent.
All right, Mary Poppins.
Oh, trousers.
The only fucking English accent I've heard like that was Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But because it was played by a Yank. We don't fucking talk like that.
I do like it in Yank shows where they start calling to say stuff like, oh, you wanker and bollocks. You can't get away with saying that. Before 9 o'clock in this country.
Can you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've heard it on Radio 4.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
British villains.
Oh yeah, why is the bad guy always a Brit? And he's not always a Brit, to be honest, but it's so common, it's such a common theme that the bad guy is British. Christopher Eccleston in Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Perfect example. No one had heard of him at that point.
Yeah, but he's doing a Manchester accent.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually.
He's like, hey, Nicolas Cage, what you doing?
I know, actually, it was quite a random British bad guy.
He's like, hey, fuck off with that car, man.
I'm mad for it.
Would you fuck off, you fucking stupid syrup hairstyle, making a fucking Wicker Man. Why not, man?
Woo. Okay.
That was Christopher Eccleston in a...
Eccleston.
It was Doctor Who in a...
Yep.
God in 60 Seconds. So go back and watch it, and you'll realise that that's exactly how he sounds.
Angelina Jolie was hot in that film.
What, with a fucking albino dreadlocks? Fuck off.
Yeah. Something to grip onto.
Fucking grip onto her lips.
Yeah, valid point. I think that was before they were ridiculously, like, filled
with Botox. No, they're not Botox. They're big and crusty, if you look at them.
Big and crusty.
Yeah, they look like chap lips.
Quah!
You've got a chap lips fetish going on there, Bryn.
Above and below.
Yeah. All right, so got Christopher Eccleston. He didn't sound clever.
Okay. All right, to be honest, I'm actually struggling right now off the top of my head to come up with a Hollywood film with an English bad guy, but it's such a cliche.
Well, Harry Potter.
Yeah, but they're all English, you cunt.
You tunt. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say twat, I was going to say cunt. Went for the middle word.
You twant.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
But yes.
It
doesn't count when they're all English in the first place.
Yeah, but they stand evil.
Oh my god, so many of the Bond villains were like English.
Were they?
Well, yeah.
But Bond was set in like Greece in some films.
Oh, God. It was just yeah, but a lot of them were, except for Christopher Walken, who played the Queen.
He was actually in a Bond film, yeah.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
We
he
talked
was.
About this before.
Yeah, we did. Probably not in this. Probably in on our own wonderful.
Well, the Oddcast podcast. You can find it at oddpoduk.webpress.com.
Yeah, Zorin Enterprises or something, wasn't it? He's in charge of, but meh.
See, it's a British. I mean, but no, they do.
It's just a standard cliche.
Well, it's like Jason Isaacs in you know, in any film like The Patriot, where they are talking about the whole Americans versus the English and that. And a right arsehole, because that's it, they make English people sound like arseholes if they're playing a bad guy.
Oh yeah,
even if they're not playing a bad guy, fuck it, they make them sound like arseholes.
I'm with I think it was B.U.I. was saying it's the whole superiority complex thing, and it's not that Americans at all do have an inferiority complex. They're one of the most arrogant races out there, without a doubt.
Yeah, them and North Korea,
one of, and us.
No, North Korea, they're arrogant fuckers.
Yeah,
yeah, fuck North Korea. I think they should make North Koreans more.
Yeah, this is why I don't understand all this Coney bollocks. There are absolute arseholes all around the world. Why concentrate on one of them?
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a big distraction.
It's easy. Pick one, that's it. You are the bad guy.
Indeed.
He's only English.
Yes, Coney's got an English accent.
It does, it sounds like Alan Rickman.
In Die Hard, bizarrely.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a bad guy?
No. That was him playing a good guy.
Any film, though, if it's an English accent, like Hugh Grant.
I must just say, I'm a cunt. That's my Hugh Grant.
That's actually quite good. That's a good little stutter. I don't know why I'm making weird noises today. What is wrong with me today?
I don't know, you're just waffling randomly, to be honest.
We had waffles.
Is that what it is? So you are what you eat?
Yeah.
And you're a waffle.
You must be a cunt.
I'm a pillow.
Or a sheep.
Yeah, I like lamb.
I love lamb.
Okay. Question 3.
Yeah, did we even get to some masturbate on that?
I think we've talked enough fucking bollocks. Let the other people have a go.
That they missed, some of them didn't.
Oh yeah, Stephanie. Oh yeah!
God. While she was masturbating.
It's one of the oldest jokes in the book, to be honest. Yeah, she had to type one-handed.
Or with a nose. All right, yeah, it's fucking going as the third question. This is a nightmare.
For the love of God.
Name that film. Name the British film that these quotes are taken from. A. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Can you read that in an English accent?
Wasn't that from The Queen and I?
Oh, gross. Do you really want me to read it in an English?
The rest of that line was, not my bloody asshole.
What movie is that from? Damn it.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. I don't know. It's I think it's current. I don't think it's that old. I think I hear Sean Connery saying it.
He's not English, he's Scottish.
Scottish is part of English.
Right, but he did a lot of English movies.
All right, sorry, that's part of British.
Yeah. Ooh, Will just got tuckered up right
but
there.
But it says British film.
I bet he's ready to drop his fucking pants. I don't know why, Will. I don't know why you drop your pants, but that's how you fight over there. That's all he's I heard.
It's for easy podcasting.
Will has got a musical tea kettle.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about this. Yes. I haven't had a chance to listen to the newest episode yet.
Fucking musical tea kettle.
Oh, man. I want to come over for tea sometime and mock the fuck out of you.
I don't know how much more pansy you can get.
Aww,
well, you got to go to Indiana to find that out.
Play some Snoop Dogg coming out of that. That'd be funny.
You know what? Here you go. A new product. Cans of beer. Right. As soon as you open it up, it starts playing the theme to Dukes of Hazzard.
Ah.
Like
that one?
Yep.
All right.
They can drink those while they watch NASCAR.
Yep. The cars go around in a circle, see?
Your Majesty, what do you think of NASCAR? Have you ever seen NASCAR?
Fuck it.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Your Majesty.
That's all I'm putting in my fucking 2 cents.
Okay, so we don't have an answer to you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off?
I don't. Let's go with James Bond for all of them.
For all of them. I don't know. Some of these might not fit into that.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. B, I'm going to go with, like, Life of Brian.
Okay. Tom, any guesses?
So let's just go with James Bond for the first one because we can't think of a better answer. What's the next one?
Well, what was Snatch about? Was it stealing something? Shut up. What was...
We can ask the Queen.
We already know the fuzzy hat. Seriously, what was Snatch about? Was it? It was a diamond, wasn't it?
Right.
It was about Harry Potter.
So that doors looks off like Harry Potter? No. It would be snatchy like.
I was supposed to blow.
She
the
just likes talking about
off.
Snatch.
She does.
I like saying Snatch.
Snatch and penis.
Ow. I want to say it's Snatch. Just all right,
let's just say Snatch.
Next one.
All right, B, he's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
Naughty boy.
Life of Brian. Yes,
Life of Brian. Okay.
That's not acceptable.
C. It's not acceptable.
Shut up.
C is anti-wrinkle cream there may be, but anti-fat bastard cream there is not.
Austin Powers.
I was thinking Austin Powers, too. I mean, that's not really it's British, but it's not a British film. But
that's not a line in any of the movies.
No?
No.
I mean, fat bastard. It just screams Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Get in my belly.
If it's an English movie, they might have taken it from that.
Yeah, but these guys think like anything that even references English stuff is English movie, even if it's an American studio that makes it.
Right.
We'll go with Austin Powers, but it's wrong.
Okay.
D is who needs reasons when you've got heroin? Indeed.
I was thinking Trainspotting. I haven't seen it, but isn't that about heroin?
Not sure.
Is that English movie?
Yes.
Or British movie?
That's British.
British.
Yeah.
British. He knows there's a T in there.
I think we're going to bomb on all these, but I'm gonna say it was Trainspotting.
Okay. E is, you've got red on you. Is that after A?
The Life and Tales of Jason the Angry Ginger.
That's not wrong.
Oh.
That's usually what I say when I finish.
Oh, God.
Or depending on the month, sometimes she says it to me.
You've got red on you.
Is that the documentary of Kate Middleton?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Does Queen have any input?
I haven't had red in 40 fucking years.
I remember this.
I was in the shower one day and my sack fell right out.
Oh, my God.
I said, furry helmet, what is this?
You were telling me the other day about a red lad that you had a couple decades back.
I forgot all about him.
Oh, I bet he didn't forget about you.
So by the time you were done, you lost a few stone.
Oh, very good.
Kidney and weight.
Is that it, Your Royal Highness? Anything else to add?
I finished you.
Okay, good.
Moving along, question number 3. Name that film. More film questions.
Yeah, they're on the film.
Again, they're setting us up because the guys at TLPS are film buffs. We're not necessarily film buffs. Although, Scott is fairly knowledgeable in films. I'll give him that.
Of disgusting anime porn.
I think Scott knows more than... I don't know about you, but of our typical cast... Scott knows more about films than the rest of us. But
have you ever seen that one offensive anime porn movie?
That, I'm sure there's more than one.
The one that you have is offensive.
It is.
Offensive. And I'm telling you, if I think something's offensive, the layperson's going to think is fucking way over the top.
I've only watched that video like 3 or 4 times. It's so offensive.
That is bad news.
No, I think I've seen it like 2 or 3, and both times it's like, because I watch it and I'm just like, my face was like, I was...
Like jacking off, but
no,
still.
It's not that type of... And then Charles,
do I want to be hard? I'm not sure.
I shouldn't be. Yeah. I know I'm coming, but I shouldn't be. No. That's gross. Why are you coming to this, Packer?
I'm going
to
feel so bad about this in 30 seconds.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Did I show it to you?
Okay. Yes. And then you whipped it out one time. And I was like, wow,
and
that
I
looks
think
lumpy.
Charles, I showed it to Charles, and then I gave that it to John. Look, it's like, you like anime? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, here.
That doesn't look right.
Yeah, you know,
I am the professor.
This is bizarre stuff. I'm not sure what those guys are into, but I got a good idea, and I'm not into it.
Bad things.
Yeah, bad
things you shouldn't order to do.
All right, I don't think any of these these captions have anything to do with anime porn.
Let's go.
Is name that film. Let's name the British film that these quotes are taken from.
Oh, it's British films. Okay.
Yeah, it is asking America.
So, it's all prepped.
You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Monty Python. No. That's
The Hunt for Red October.
It's got to be a British film.
The English version.
With Britney's subtitles.
Lindsay Lohan.
It has all the R's and H's taken out.
I think she was...
R's. Theatre.
Theatre.
That sounds familiar. You're only supposed to blow the doors off.
The bloody doors off. The bloody doors off. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Wasn't that Hitter in the Shitter Volume 8?
No, I don't think so.
It must have been 7 then. There was Hitter in the Shitter Volume 7.
I think it was 7.5.
Blank. I'm thinking... It's not right, but like the Italian Job, but I don't think that's
the
right.
Bourne Identity.
No.
The Italian Job wasn't a British film, was it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think
The Mechanic.
Okay, we'll go with Monty Python.
Okay. Yeah.
B. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
Barack Obama.
No, that's The Life of Brian.
The Life of Brian?
Okay. Barack Obama.
That's The Life of Brian.
All right. C. Anti-wrinkle cream there may be, but anti-fat bastard cream there is not.
Wow, Austin Powers.
That's not a British film.
They
have British people.
Fat bastard.
He was Irish, but that can't.
He was Scottish.
But still English.
He was Scottish.
Still UK.
Scottish.
Oh, God. They're still UK-ish.
God.
They all talk funny.
Irish, he was Scottish.
Yeah, fine, he was Australian.
Difference. There's a big difference. They both have 2 seats in Parliament.
And so do the Aussies, don't they?
Yeah. Do we have a guess for this, you assholes?
Read the quote again.
It says fat bastard, so I don't, maybe I'm wrong. Anti-wrinkle cream there may be, but anti-fat bastard cream there is not.
William Howard Taft talking to his prostitute.
No.
That doesn't even sound like a movie.
From the 20s, it was a talkie. It was one of the first talkies.
Yeah, we'll go with Austin Powers because that's the only...
Okay, we're going to get crucified for
you
that.
Okay.
Austin Powers. All right.
I'm gone.
You're getting there.
D.
I'm gone.
You're getting there.
Listen up, fuckers. Right? Who needs reasons when you've got heroin?
Now you got my attention.
I think
Trainspotting.
Trainspotting.
I'm going with Trainspotting.
Do you see that when that guy chases the suppository down into the...
Yeah.
What about when he shit himself in bed with some chick
and then tries to pass it off?
Yeah. Heroin's a powerful drug.
All right, we've got Trainspotting for E. E, you've got red on you.
Anybody that's ever ate pussy when she was on the rag.
Yeah, Red Wings.
You've got red on
Red Winger. Red Winger.
That's a
Chipper, chipper, red winger.
Quote, but I
don't know.
Nothing
I'm
spectacular.
Thinking, what
about
I'm
it.
Thinking is it's
the Red Baron.
No, it's like
Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, that's it.
Beef and cheddar with extra beef sauce.
Purple vein.
That's straight from the British porn cabinet in Tyson's Betamax
collection. Purple vein. Purple vein.
Okay, movie time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, British movie quotes.
Yeah, I spent a little bit of time doing this one. I sort of had to think of some British films, and Austin Powers isn't a British film, I will just say now.
It's based on a British person.
Played by a Canadian.
Brought up in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Playing a guy from swinging 60s London.
And a big, fat Scottish bloke. And the villain.
Goldmember.
Yeah, but he also played Dr. Evil.
Oh, yes, Blofeld, yeah.
Blofeld.
Yeah, that's what he's...
Blofeld.
Blofeld.
No, it's Blofeld, isn't it, yeah.
So don't correct me and say it's fucking wrong.
No, you don't say it's not wrong, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, we're doing fucking poor tonight, gang.
Oh, let's keep this short.
This is ridiculous. We apologise to anybody listening out there, whether you're from... America, Australia,
Vietnam,
Korea.
I was thinking Korea, but I said Vietnam.
So we're having a nightmare. We're not even drunk. We're saving it all up for the Shedcast tomorrow, aren't we?
Oh yes,
I fucking hope so. Otherwise, yes. It's going to be the worst sounding podcast ever.
Quite possibly.
But yeah, okay. But name.
But if you're listening to this when it's out, the podcast that comes out on Tuesday, the Oddcast podcast. Will be from my brother's shed.
It sounds better than it is.
Yeah, it's a log cabin.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it sounds.
It's not like cramped into a tiny garden shed. Yeah. It's a log cabin.
It's not on an iPhone.
But it's going to be the shed cast.
Next to a lawnmower.
No, the lawnmower's in one of the other sheds.
So what shed are we doing it from?
I'm doing it in the man shed.
Man shed?
Yeah, it's got sofas and projector and shit. Man's realm.
Projector with gay porn on it all day.
No, only 3 minutes at a time. That's all he needs.
That's enough time to take your pants down.
Absolutely.
And have one.
Or trousers.
Yep, clean up and have an aubergine egg.
Fuck yeah.
Is it aubergine egg or is it just aubergine?
Aubergine egg? Well, what would an aubergine egg be?
I don't know.
Eggplant or aubergine? You don't say aubergine egg.
An aubergine egg.
Oh,
with your pant trousers.
So, films.
And your cell phone mobile.
So, films. Please.
Name the British film that these quotes are taken from. Alright, you ready?
You got to do the accents.
Okay. You're only supposed to blow bloody doors off.
No, you're supposed to do the accents. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That's what I fucking just said.
Nah.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
That was better. You actually said the word "the" in there.
Oh, fuck off, pedantic little bastard.
I'm not little. And my parents were married, I'll have you know. I'm not going to deny the pedantic. That's fine, I'll accept that one.
Alright, yeah, so what film's that from?
The Italian Job. I don't know if they said it in the American remake.
They said, "Oh, the Italian Job, that's not English, is it?"
That was the Matt Damon one.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't he Matt Damon? Who was it? Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Oh, and Jason Statham.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, it would be.
Jason Statham.
But, no, we're talking the Michael Caine.
Noel Coward.
Noel Coward, Michael Caine.
Who else is in it? Anyone special?
No one I could think of, actually.
No one anyone cares about.
Nah, fuck it. Right, that's that one. Beep.
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
I think both teams got that right, didn't they?
Love Brian, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. No, that was... Said no, yours was closer.
What was?
That was Terry Jones playing Brian's mum.
There you go. Brian's mum. Right. Have I got this in the accent as well?
Someone's coming in.
Oh, we're being invaded.
Invasion of the... What are you doing? You need the chair.
The baby chair.
Can you apologise that you've just, I could easily pause this, but no. Can you apologise to listeners?
I'm just
Go on, in.
Go on, then. Say cunt for us, Charlotte.
Cunt.
Thank you.
Oh. That's not very nice. All right. C. Have we got to do any accent?
We're a proper fucking Mickey Mouse outfit here, aren't we?
Tonight we are. Not every night. I mean, tonight it's just... do you know what it is? It's the feng shui of this table.
Is that what it is? It's because the table's at the side of the room, not in the middle.
Yeah.
It's all just
it's
blown
messed
apart.
In my head. Yeah. I'm like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. Yeah. I can't stand things that are
you're facing proper. South at the moment, and it seems that you need to face west to record properly here.
That's not west, that's east.
Is that east?
Yeah.
That's south.
Like I fucking know.
No, Bill. Sunrise is in the east, which is over there. That's fucking west, you cunt.
Fucking, if I get a fucking compass, if I draw a compass now, look, there you go. North, south, east, west.
Right.
There you go. That's north that way. Oh, turn it round. No, now it's south.
Yeah,
oh,
that, way, that way
now
is...
Now it's east. Oh, no, turn this way, man. Oh, now it's west. Fucking tell me what the fucking compass bastards.
I hate you, Adam. Right. That's west.
I don't care. Whatever way I'm looking, it's what it is. It's like when someone says, what? Which way is it? It's left or right? Left. Your left or my left? I just fucking said left because it's my fucking left ear. It's all fucking right.
There's a tribe in Australia that has no concept of left or right.
Is there?
Yeah.
So what do they do then?
I don't know. But they have no concept of left or right. They say over there or over there.
Is that true?
I don't know about the second bit, but yeah, there is a tribe.
Over there or over there?
Yeah, I'm assuming they say it's to your east, to the east of you, as opposed to it's to your left or something like that, I don't know. But, there we go. Alright, question?
No, we're on number three, yeah. Or number three.
No, we're on C.
C, oh, that's how you did it, A, B, C, D, and A, didn't you? Yeah. Alright, C. Anti-wrinkle cream there, maybe, but anti-fat bastard cream there is not.
Austin Powers. Oh no, hang on, fucking hell it wasn't, clearly. That was the Full Monty.
It was Full Monty.
Yep, and it's just about the... There's a big chubby bloke, because they're all strippers.
Who's in Game of Thrones? Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And I haven't even seen the fucking show, but
yeah,
I saw him in a clip.
Yes.
A big bushy beard. Big bushy beard.
Yes.
And he also played Fred Flintstone in Flintstone's Viva Rock Vegas.
Did he?
He did.
Okay, I didn't realise, because I know John Goodman was...
In the original.
Right, I didn't realise it was a different actor.
In the sequel, yeah, it was a prequel. Mm. It was when Wilma and Fred and Betty and Barney all kind of met each other.
Was it a gangbang? Did they put, like, keys in bowls and shit?
Yeah, it wasn't really a bowl, though, was it?
It didn't really have keys, but...
Or keys. They didn't have a lot of stuff in them days, but they're surprisingly quite hip and technological.
Yeah.
I always did like this Flintstone.
I love those history documentaries.
I used to like the Flintstones when they used to be like... They used to have a... What is it?
It was the fucking candle after that did my head in.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Because it was a sitcom.
Yeah, filmed in front of a live studio audience.
They'd use an elephant as a shower. But then they'd use like a thingy as a garbage disposal to be eating it.
Yeah, a little dinosaur under the sink.
And what they use as a toilet, they just sit on some kind of animal.
Yeah, they used to shit in an iguana.
Yeah! It's a job! Somebody's got to do it. Right, okay.
D. For the love of God.
You do this one, because I can't do a Scottish accent.
Who needs reasons when you've got heroin?
Right, who said it, though? Before you say what film is.
Ewan McGregor playing Mark Renton.
That was a fucking awful Ewan McGregor impression, then.
It was shite. It was shite being Scottish. Most people hate the English. I don't. They're just wankers. We, on the other hand, are colonised by wankers. We can't even find a decent country to be colonised by. And that's about as good as I get on the Scottish accent.
Yeah, it's not that great.
It's not. It's a bit weak. I used to do it better.
Christopher Walken? Maybe it's today. Told you, maybe it's
today. I think today's just a shit day for podcasting.
No, don't. Let's not give away. Because people won't be listening to this thing. This is fucking amazing. They're on form today.
You're wrong.
Don't breathe on the mic.
It's melted a little bit. Must be the sausages.
The sage in the sausages. The sage rage. Okay. E. You got red on you.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Said by Ralph Spall.
Said by a couple of people.
Yeah, I know. But he said it first.
That's the one of the guys working in the shop there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Timothy Spall's son.
Oh, okay.
Hence why his name's Spall. Amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah. So yeah, some good films there. British Jesus. Films. No, not... No, that was the second one. Just
a
very naughty boy.
Yeah.
Jesus! Do you actually see Jesus in Life of Brian? I haven't seen Life of Brian for a while. Is there one scene where you see him?
I don't think you see his face, but he does. They're at the Sermon on the Mount.
That's it.
At the beginning.
Shout out, Big Nose. That's it. That bit, yeah.
Where are you from? Gong City.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to remember which bit to actually see him in. But then that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, there you go. Some nice British films there. You're probably going to go back and watch them. Or at least try and attempt a better accent than we did.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I haven't practiced my Scottish accent for a while.
Well, you got.
And there's me taking the piss out of the Americans for not being able to do an English accent, and I live next door to Scotland and can't do theirs.
Next door? I thought Chinese people lived next door.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. We share a border with our country.
A border?
Yes. Border collie. Border.
What's that gonna...
Yeah. Are you okay?
No. I went to speak and I kind of stopped speaking halfway through and went... It's like someone took the words out of my mouth.
Question four. Please. Question four.
Question number four. Things you wouldn't hear. Now it's time to be witty and creative. You must now come up with things you wouldn't hear the Queen say during a tea party.
Please reference you answers must... 1, 2, 3.
You must come up with at least 3 different sentences. Well, it so happens we have Her Royal Highness in studio with us, so Queen Mum, what would you say?
What wouldn't you say at a tea party?
Furry helmet, where's my merkin?
That's one.
I didn't think she'd say that.
No, probably not during a tea party. There's generally certain mannerisms and rules that have to be followed that don't exist here. So feel free to enlighten us on what else you wouldn't say.
What else wouldn't the Queen say? Queen, what else? How about we'll take a stab at what the Queen would say. Maybe she'll throw in.
I still haven't found that condom that we lost. No? Too dirty?
I'm so old! old when I had protected sex, I used a whole lamb!
Oh shit!
Back in the day, the London Tower.
Oh my God, I have tears.
Back in the day, the London Tower used to be my swelled beat.
I don't think I'd ever hear the Queen say that.
You should come up with something about the double decker bus, say it any- or maybe Harry Potter was hot when he was young. Something like that.
Was hot when he was young. How much younger?
I don't know the stories.
I once lost my virginity on the prototype of the red double-decker bus.
You once lost your virginity? Did it happen again?
Every time the Queen goes home, she gains it back, don't you know?
I didn't realize that, Your Highness.
Family jewels and all. Happen?
Do you regrow your hymen?
I'm sick of these fucking questions. Helmet, deal with her.
Every few years, there's a new royal declaration giving the Queen her virginity back.
Every year.
I mean, every year.
Okay, the Queen's retired. Move along.
Okay. Question number 5. Movie to make. I can't stop laughing. Question number 5. Movie. I'm going to compose here. Oh, I'm going to hear that voice in my nightmares. Let me tell you.
She's completely lost it.
I'm so sorry.
Somebody needs to sedate that bitch.
I'm gonna pee myself.
Free helmet, back her out.
Must be nice being the Queen, because you can just have somebody else clean you up. Yeah. After you pee yourself.
God.
All she says is,
furry helmet, wipe my beaver!
Yeah, who needs depends when you have furry helmets?
She just shits in them.
Take off
off your hat. I have to go.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think I'm good.
Number four. Things you would not hear. Now it's time to be witty and creative. You must now come up with things you would not hear the Queen say during a tea party. You must
Why
come up,
your teeth look nice?
You must come up with three different sentences.
You probably can't smell my pussy over this gross boiled meat.
Your teeth look nice, and you probably can't smell my pussy over this boiled meat.
Gross
boiled meat. Okay.
I'm sorry, I farted.
I seem to have shorted.
Excuse me, I seem to shat in my pants.
I shorted my pants. It's a combination between a shit and a fart. I seem to have shorted.
Any more?
Why, dip my balls in sweet buttercream and lay me on a floor full of kittens.
The Queen doesn't have balls.
Sweet, why, dip my labia in sweet buttercream and lay me on a floor of kittens.
That'll work.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
She'd never say that.
She would not ever say that.
The Queen.
God bless her.
God bless her, Mum.
Damn right. If you say God bless you, man.
God bless you, Mum.
Ma'am. Okay, right.
As in ham, like you said the other day.
As in ham.
Ma'am, not ham.
Not jam or spam or lamb.
Cam.
Ram.
A lang a ding dong. If you could see Will's face, Will, it's like painful.
I'm just fucking knackered.
I'm tired of watching.
I think that's what it is. We're talking shite.
Hallucinating.
It was the LSD and the sausages, I told you.
I think it was saying in them sausages.
The microphone's smiling at me.
I looked!
You cock.
Oh, my fuck's sake.
What do you reckon that you wouldn't hear the Queen say at a garden party?
Parky?
Parky.
I would hear her say Picard. That's for sure.
Don't go there.
The Queen. Queen at a garden party. It would depend who was there, wouldn't it, really? I mean.
Oh, Philip, do stop sodomising the corgis.
Oh, Philip, you do know you're actually Greek. He is actually Greek, isn't he?
Yes. So she might actually say that.
Oh, Philip, you cunt.
Philip, now you're owned by the Germans.
Imagine they were sitting there with...
Oh, hang on, sorry, our royal family are Germans.
Could see, like,
does that mean the Queen owns him now?
I have no idea what you said.
The Windsor family changed their name during World War I, I think it was. Can't remember what they were before. Our royal family.
Hitler family.
No, he was Austrian, but our royal family descended from German bloodlines.
Did they?
We're ruled by the Germans.
Yeah.
Ja. Ja, baby.
Ja.
Das ist gut. Hi, I'm here to fix the swimming pool.
But I don't have a swimming pool. You wouldn't hear the Queen say that.
At a garden party. Yeah. Do you reckon she's got a swimming pool in Buckingham Palace? I bet she has.
Yeah. I bet she fucks in it at all. She likes swimming pool.
With the, yeah, her and Philip at it in the swimming pool with the corgis doggy paddling round them in circles.
Licking their butts.
Theirs, as in corgis licking their own butts, or licking, like, Lizzie and Phil's?
I didn't think about it when I said it.
Okay.
You know, you can make it. Who would be his garden parties in? Who has garden parties?
The Queen.
Okay. And who's invited?
Hey, what's a garden party? I have barbecues in my garden.
You don't call them garden parties, though. You say, come here for a garden party.
Well, do you reckon the Queen does her own barbecues? Actually, no, she's going to do the salads and stuff. You're going to get Phillips to turn in the sausages and red.
Where's the apron?
Oh, well, one of those ones with a pair of fake tits on the front?
I want to be called king, yeah. But I'm not allowed.
Kiss the cook. I bloody own you all. Unofficially. We haven't invited any black people, have we? Awful people, the blacks.
Now you would hear that at a garden party.
Yeah, you'd definitely hear Philip say that at the Queen's garden party.
You hear that. Imagine how, was it Al-Fayed got?
Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Yeah, the coward man.
Well, yeah.
If he got invited.
Well.
No, Mr. Fayed, I didn't kill your son.
We didn't kill him. We paid someone to kill him.
No, Charles, I always loved Diana.
I do like that Will Carling chap.
I always thought that James Hewitt was a lovely chap.
And a bloody good shag.
Are we doing Philip or the Queen now?
I don't know. I think Prince Philip's more interesting.
We're just
actually
doing the same thing.
I think it's because you can almost expect Philip to say this stuff.
We should have changed quick. Well, we said that. They don't know how bad.
They have no idea who Prince Philip is.
They would actually think he was a prince.
It's the Queen's husband, and he's fucking mental.
He's more fun than the Queen.
He is. Yes, I've had them both.
The Queen's
I'm so gonna be shot.
The Queen's bored.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
bored.
She doesn't move much. You know, she doesn't even make any noise. She's, you know, she'll never go on top.
She's a bit wet as well. Damp.
Saggy.
I'd prefer it if we had the Queen that's sitting in there. You know what?
No.
I'd prefer it if we actually had the Queen like in Nars Bokarta Standing Queen.
That is the Queen.
Yeah, I'd prefer if she'd come over and acted like that here.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
when she leaves Britain and she goes over to America and does a podcast with them guys, she gets she's all out of her shell.
It's like Robin Williams, though. You know, she's already made it big in the UK.
She's like
she's really got. Yeah, but you know, already made it big in England. But you know, to break the States, you've got to try harder.
Oh, well, I thought you meant she's like Robin Williams, the fat dancer from Take That.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. But you know, because you know, he had a lot of success in England, but he had to really go out there and sort of sell himself in the States, and that's what Lizzie's up to at the moment.
She's in doing Last Podcast of Standing and going, motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Merkins and furry helmets, you bastards!
Indeed. But right, question five?
When she comes over here, she's like, hey, please, Philip, don't touch me like that. Please. I love Diana. She was a great person.
Well.
Put your phone away.
I just want to know who's texting me.
No one texts you.
I've got one from you. One from your wife.
What? Not since I've been sitting here, you ain't. What's my wife been taking you for?
I'm telling you.
What?
Question five?
Son of a dirty.
Okay.
Yeah, so things you wouldn't hear the Queen say. Probably a lot of stuff, really.
Top down.
As long as Philip's there.
Yeah. Because so, he'll say it for her.
Things you wouldn't hear Prince Philip say is, God, that BUI podcast had great sound this week.
They were all perfectly close to the microphone.
Oh, that Mr. Keir is a lovely chap. Not pedantic one bit. Okie dokie. And there's that. Don't look at me like that. Don't fucking wind your hands up. Say, come on, move on, move on.
Just
hurry up.
Fucking
come on,
get
do
on
it.
With it.
Fucking bastard.
Question five.
In a recent Oddcast podcast episode of the title of... What?
You stuck an extra of in there.
Yeah.
The title of a made-up movie. Okay.
You have to excuse her, listeners. We just came back from 5 minutes of Steph laughing hysterically.
Now my nose is running and I can't talk right. Question number five is movie makers. In a recent Oddcast podcast episode, the title of a made-up movie was created. The movie was called Dead People Don't Crap. You must come up with a synopsis, stars, and a quintessentially British plot. Enjoy.
Simon Pegg is the star.
Who the hell is Simon Pegg?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, okay. Don't look at me like that.
Shaun of the Dead. So we've got Simon Pegg as the star. We'll throw Nick Frost in there for good measure. He needs his fat buddy.
Sure.
He's the one who dies and continues to not crap because they don't crap because they're dead. But that's false because when you die, you do crap. One last time. All of it. And you get like one of those, what's that fucking picture you showed me earlier with the noose that's coming out?
Well, oh, I forget what that was called.
A protruding, what was it?
Think of an inside out pocket, but anally.
Right. There's So dead people do crap. That's the sequel.
It was called Prolapse.
It was called what?
Prolapse.
Prolapse?
Like a prolapsed anus.
Okay. Everyone look that up. I'm not going to do it for you. I was already tricked into it once. Yeah.
Don't look it up if you have not a strong stomach, because it's terrible.
So what's the synopsis of the film?
Synopsis of the film is two dim-witted friends stumble upon...
This is quintessentially British.
Yes.
You know what? We should just do a parody of Shaun of the Dead, since we're using those guys, and just say instead of zombies eating your brains, they should eat your crap.
So would a parody of a parody be a real movie?
I think it'd be a drama. You've gone full circle.
They did like 20 scary movies. I mean, why not?
But you said we should do a parody of Shaun of the Dead.
Sure.
Which is a parody.
Okay.
So would a parody of a movie. Parody be just a real movie?
Yeah.
Would it be just a real movie? Who cares? If it gets us the win.
So let's get the synopsis. Chime in here, people. We've got two dim-witted friends lost in London. One of them is a...
obviously dead, and he doesn't crap.
They're lost in the ghetto while aliens are attacking.
And while they're attacking, the dead bodies are falling on the floor, and they notice a phenomenon. There's no poo in the pants.
Oh, because like when dead people die, their bowels loosen up and they just shit.
And that's how they know if it's actually a real person that can crap, or if it's an alien wearing their skin as a suit.
I think we're on to
something
here.
Dead people don't crap.
See, now we're creating a franchise.
Yep.
We've got sequel money coming here.
TM.
Trademark.
So how do they defeat the, how are they defeating?
You gotta watch the movie.
Yeah. You never give away the third act. You gotta pay for that.
Well, I mean, that's gotta be the synopsis. Don't we have to, you know, talk about the end product? I mean, how they survive?
They survive by eating anti-diarrheal pills.
So they don't poop.
Right.
How does that work?
Dead people don't crap. So if they're not crapping, they think they're dead already.
They make their way out of town into the English countryside.
Yes. Where they walk.
What do they do from there?
It ends with them walking hand in hand down the apples and pears. As it says, Finn. Just to throw you off. Good. Just throw you off with the little French at the end there. Right?
And the queen pops up and says, "The end, mother bitches!"
So
I get this from one teacup with a spoon in it! Furry helmet, press rewind! I love this movie! She's still running on a VHS player.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, that is it.
Your Majesty, if you would like to take the honors of telling where everyone can find us.
I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck a podcast is.
We're on the internet.
Internet. Oh, yes. I've bought recipes on there.
What are they?
That's where she gets her furry hat porn from.
You don't talk about furry helmet. Furry helmet, take me to bed.
So that was the Queen, everybody.
Thank you, Queen, for showing up.
The Queen's cankles are killing her. She's got to sign off.
She hasn't stood that long in forever. So this was the last podcaster standing with special guest, the Queen, in the hizzy. You can find us at thelastpodcasterstanding.com. If you think we're remotely funny, we're on Twitter all the time. You can find us at lastpodstanding. Also, you can find the Google Goddess at Eviloy, at Evil O-I, Evil Oi.
Evil Oi.
She's already British.
Yeah. Yeah. Say goodnight, Steph.
Good night, Steph.
Steph, if you were traveling 80 miles an hour, how long would it take you to travel 80 miles?
1 mile. Or, yeah, 1 mile. Wait a minute. How long?
Question six.
An hour, wouldn't it?
I don't know, because if you have to question it.
80 miles an hour, so yeah.
Oh, there we go. Are you sure?
Shut up, Tom.
Even I fucking knew that!
Number 2.
Number five, movie makers.
Guy Ritchie.
In a recent podcast episode.
Jason Statham.
The title of a made-up movie was created. The movie was called Dead People Don't Crap. You must come up with a synopsis, stars, and the quintessentially British plot.
Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston playing the person in the bathtub.
She's dead.
That's what it means.
Oh, okay.
Dead people don't
She's playing
be British, though.
Was there a pile of poo?
Okay, Madonna. Madonna. Madonna.
For sure.
Madonna.
At least it sounds British. Yeah.
Lady
yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah, with her fake hair.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. That's a bad joke. But.
Jason Statham. Jason Statham. Jason Statham would be in it.
Okay.
That one fuckwad that was in Arthur. That guy,
Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah,
He has a fucked up looking person.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
The two male stars.
Okay.
And how about that girl that just married Prince William?
Kate Middleton.
Huge if she was in a film.
Yeah. Jason Statham, that one fuckwad, and Kate Middleton.
There's got to be nudity, too, because that'd be huge.
Oh, God, why would she topless, like, at
yeah.
the least?
Oh, yeah.
Wanton and gratuitous.
It'd be like
a full-on vaginal shot.
Yeah, okay, so now we've got to come up with the plot.
Yes, we have to come up with a quintessentially British.
What's the movie name?
What is a quintessentially...
Dead people don't crap.
Oh, she ate me plum pudding and died from it. And Jason Statham is rushing around the whole movie trying to find the cure for crapping from plum pudding. And Kate Middleton has this rare disease where if she shits, she'll die. And
so
Jason
they keep
Statham,
feeding her cheese and stuff?
Yeah, Russell Brand is feeding her cheese and, like... cottage cheese and semen. And Jason Statham.
Like with a teaspoon?
Yeah. Yeah. No, from...
those long-handled teaspoons?
No, from the tap.
Like the foot-long teaspoon?
From the... The only way she has to be naked is the only way she can be administered. And Jason Statham finds the cure, but he has to plow it into her flaming V. Right in her matted V.
So it's dead people don't crap, though. Where do dead people factor into this?
There's a dead
like zombie thing.
There's a dead person.
There were plenty of dead
I'm
people.
Confused because I thought like once we die, like when we die, when we get, like we just
yeah,
evacuate ourselves.
Jason Statham so, eventually finds out he has to put his dick and
that,
her asshole.
I think he won't crap.
He did plenty of dead people's assholes during the entire movie.
There was a lot of
butt
fucks a bunch of dead women. And then he finds out that he has to fuck her as she's dying.
I want to change the name of the film to Dead People Only Poop Crap Once.
Dead Men.
Dead.
You do shit yourself after you
Dead
die.
Chicks Only
dead
Crap
men,
Once.
Dead Men Don't Come.
That's the sequel.
Craps.
I think he got that, didn't
and
he?
And she says, fuck you, Chilios.
Catch all that.
Fuck you, Chilios.
Thanks for listening to Asking America.
I think we knocked those all out of the park.
Check out Blogging Under the Influence on the Pod Gods Network, of course,
and
on iTunes and on Stitcher.
T-Knuckles10, follow me on Twitter.
Or email us.
Check out the Dooney pics of T-Knuckles10.
Yeah. Tyson's got some fresh new nudes up on Twitter.
And if you're into that, show me pictures of your vagina.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or
well,
send them
we all like
to his girlfriend, Becky.
Or your mom or your girlfriend or your grandma's vagina. I like Whisker Biscuit.
But for Asking American number 20, my name is Mick.
Ahura Mazda.
J-Dub.
Scott.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah, would you see any of them films?
Nah.
Which one do you think is the better one?
I did quite like the zombie side of ideas, but really only because I love zombie flicks and I'll watch any old fucking zombie film.
You sneaky bastard. Before I pressed play then, you said you couldn't remember what they said. And then you just remembered and made me look stupid because I was going to fucking pick you up on it.
So what you did is you went in with a leading question. Having asked if I remembered anything, me saying no, you then went in to try and make me look stupid by saying, do you remember anything?
Yeah. You made me look stupid.
I don't find that difficult.
Not tonight. Especially not tonight. So, yeah, the zombie one. Yeah, I can understand. Do you understand what Key was saying, though, when he said Shaun of the Dead is already a parody?
Yeah, it's still parody, apparently.
Well, yeah, they do it with Epic Movie.
And, yeah, they make it good, though.
Oh, that's fucking awful. All them films are awful.
Not another teen movie had a couple of laughs in it. But,
that was quite funny. Quite
yeah, like but it wasn't really... It was parodying things like American Pie.
Breakfast Club.
But they weren't really parodies. It was parodying comedies rather than parodying parodies.
It was parodying the ideas.
Yeah. But it was still a bit shit. It had some good moments, but it wasn't brilliant. Yeah. I don't think I see any of those films.
You haven't watched anything, though, do you?
No.
Unless it's got dwarfs or something in it.
Yeah. Gay dwarf porn. Generally, that's it for me.
Gay dwarf porn. Is there gay dwarf porn?
Oh, it's gonna be.
It's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
No. It's on your hard drive. With one man, one jar. I think.
Sorry.
One man, one jar.
What does he fit in it?
No, he sits on the jar and it explodes up his bum and bleeds everywhere.
I don't think I need to see that.
No, no one needs to see it.
Yeah. Two goals, one cup was bad enough.
Yeah, this one was like the bloke trying to be that, and it was just disgusting.
Yeah, that's
so like someone today said, have you seen that video of that horse fucking that woman? And I was like, no. He's like, why not? I was like, what do you mean, why not?
What's wrong with you?
There's no damn need it, man. For me to see that. There's nothing in my brain that says, do you know what you need to watch today?
I really want to see a woman being torn apart by some horse cock right now.
I don't want to see that.
No, I was just saying I don't.
Oh, that was your inner monologue coming out.
Yeah, sometimes I just say without thinking.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Dead People Don't Crap, the movie.
Yeah, I think it's going to fail at the box office.
What would it be about? Comedy, horror?
I'd like it to be a documentary.
Yeah, it could be.
It should just be a documentary about studying why they don't crap and, you know...
It's a documentary set in a morgue.
Well, I can't remember who it was that said it. Said it about... Because quite often, you know, if you're hung by the neck or, you know, often immediately after dying, your bowels will basically empty. So immediately upon dying, you will crap.
Upon dying?
Yeah, upon dying.
Oh, upon.
A pom, not
obviously
a pom.
Obviously, a pom.
Dying. Yeah, like those goddamn poms.
Bloody pommies. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie, eh? Fosters. Kangaroos. Cork hats.
Yes. But a pom dying.
Rape in the outback.
A pom dying.
Yeah.
You shit yourself quite often. Basically, it's just
maybe
one
that's
of
the whole
things.
Point of this film, isn't it? Maybe.
Yeah, but I like the whole idea, and they're trying to prove that, you know, the properly dead people don't, or something like that.
Don't crap.
Yeah.
Who directs it? It'd have to be a big time director. Martin Scorsese? No.
No,
I'll tell you who would direct it.
It's going to have to be Guy Ritchie.
A documentary?
Yeah, he's done a lot of documentaries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Narrated by Jason Statham.
that would be interesting. Actually, I reckon narrated by Ross Kemp.
Yeah, we're gonna. Today, in the morgue, Joe has got a new dead body.
Yeah.
Don't touch that body.
Slag.
It might crap.
He's another East End. He's another sort of London boy with the shaved head. He talks a bit like Statham.
In America, the only way you're going to see Ross Kemp is if you go back and watch episode 1, I think it is, or 2. Of extras, Ricky Gervais's extras, he's in that.
Okay.
And he's really funny in that. It's one way he says, I headbutted horse once. Or when he said he once worked for the SAS, do you know what the SAS stands for? What's it stand for, Will?
Special Armed Services.
Super Army Soldiers.
Nice.
So yeah, but that's a good one. So yeah,
right. Ricky Gervais in it, I won't watch it.
Oh, you're such a dick. He's funny. What, so you wouldn't watch An Idiot Abroad with Carl Pilkington?
Because I tried Gervais to watch a little bit of that. I thought it was awful.
Really?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I have taste.
No, you don't. Obviously not. You obviously don't have taste. You obviously don't. You obviously don't have taste.
Fair enough.
You're like a cheap version of ketchup.
You watch The X Factor.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of shit and I balance it out with the good shit. You don't watch hardly anything, so when you do watch that...
Because so much of it's shit. Bad.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to watch shit. Yeah. I have to, for the love of the podcast.
So you're going to watch Dead Men Don't Shit, or whatever it was called.
Dead Men Don't Crap. Yeah,
Dead People Don't Crap.
Yeah, it'll be on BBC Two.
Yeah. I like to think it's going to be a documentary. I think it should be.
A proper, solid, serious documentary.
A real serious investigation into why, after the first one, dead people don't pass further solids.
Yep, and it's really, it's going to win Academy Awards, BAFTAs, BAFTA-nominated documentary.
Aren't they on the BAFTAs America? No, BAFTAs are ours, aren't they?
Yes, the Academy, British Academy of Film and Television.
But the Academy Awards are American.
Yes.
Right, okay. So it's going to do quite well. Best foreign documentary or something.
No, you dickhead. Of course, why would it be best foreign documentary? They don't best
foreign... the Academy Awards?
The Oscars, but they don't...
Yeah.
It's foreign language. So if it's a British film, it could be nominated for an Oscar for best film.
Yeah? It doesn't but it's not a film. Or even documentaries get into the films.
They got best documentary category.
Right, best documentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foreign film.
Well, that's a foreign documentary. You're picking me up saying it's not foreign, but you're saying it's a film.
Yeah, it's a foreign film. Snatch. Best foreign film. Actually, that's probably
true. All right, did Snatch get nominated for an Oscar?
It should done.
The thing is, because it's...
Best pikey accent.
So, British films...
Yeah.
...get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
Without... In just the general film category.
It's about language. So it's language.
The language, it's not the location it was filmed in.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, because I can't fucking stand the Oscars, you see.
Oh, yeah. You hate everything, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Do you know what I hate? Quite like dogs.
Do you know what I hate? I hate this table being here. This table needs to be in the middle.
It's the feng shui, isn't it?
It's messed me up. Yeah. And do you know what it is as well?
You need to be facing west.
You're sitting next to me as well. You shouldn't be sitting next to me. And it doesn't feel right. It feels unnatural today. It feels like we should be like opposite ends of the table again, like in them films where we sit, we're like a divorced couple that sit one end of the table and pass the salt. It takes an hour to get down to me. So, you know.
Just like that.
Exactly. That's what
I've always thought it was really, really like that. We'll have our butler fetching us drinks.
Exactly.
And passing messages between us.
That's it. And we have a little phone, we pick up the phone. Like, not a cordless phone, has a cord. And it's like going, one, three, two, oh shit, better start again. One.
Help me.
I don't like it. It's threw me off. I'm like a bit autistic today. I'm a bit special.
You
and
are.
I feel a little bit like, it's a bit, I can't understand it. But, yeah, so.
Alright, should we decide who won this episode?
I'll let you decide because I'll probably just end up giving it to someone rubbish. So.
Well, let's set up the points.
Okay. Done.
That's quite interesting.
What's interesting?
This week's winner. Going by the points.
I thought you'd be serious. I thought you actually looked at saying I've done wrong. Well, that's fine. Carry on.
I hate you, Adam.
Right, who's going to win then, Will? Who's the winner?
And this week's winner is Queen Elizabeth II, by grace of God, Queen of this realm and her other realms and territories, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith. Well done, Liz.
Well done, Liz.
Yeah, good stuff.
Liz.
Yeah, don't get too familiar. She is the Queen.
Finn Lizzie. She's quite fat, isn't she? So
she's cuddly. She's got some meat on her bones.
I don't think I'd ever cuddle the Queen. I bet she smells.
I think, to be honest, I think if you did cuddle the Queen, you'd get shot by her armed guard.
There was that one guy. Remember that one guy? That he was French, I think. He put his arm around her and had his photo taken with the Queen. But they didn't stop him because she was smiling and he just walked away straight after.
God knows.
Planted a bomb on her. Bit of anthrax. I know the top was like, I don't know.
Felt her up.
Yeah. Touched the Queen. The Queen jewels.
The crown jewels.
The Queen's crown
jewels. The Queen jewels.
The Queen jewels.
Oh, yes. The Queen jewels. That national treasure.
National treasure. That's a good shit.
That's Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
Yeah. That's actually, it's not that good, actually. I don't even know why I
said it. It wasn't brilliant. It wasn't terrible. It was Disney job, wasn't it? It's just one of your box standard.
Nicolas Cage, we need to do a Star Watch of him on the Oddcast, definitely.
We've spoken a bit about Nicolas Cage in the past, haven't we? And how
I think we do need to do one, because he's awful.
He's been in some good stuff. God of War, I liked.
God of War?
Lord of War, sorry. God of War is a game on the PlayStation. I'm getting mixed up here.
You haven't got me for being crazy today. You're just as bad. Is it rubbing off on you, I'm saying?
No, it's you rubbing off against my leg that's the concern.
I knew you were going to make a sexual joke out of it.
Can we stop now?
Yeah, let's do all the spamming. Okay, you've been listening to Ask an American. You can find all the podcasts at the previous 19 of them that may be better than this one. We don't know. You may have liked this one. You may have enjoyed this one, thinking this was the best one we've ever done. You may not. You may have turned off halfway through, and if you have, then you can't hear what I'm saying right now. But yeah, it's been good. It's been fun. You can find us at oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast or at Oddcast Podcast. You can follow Will's parody tweet at Will_Oddcast. It's not him. And it's not as funny as Will. But then again, Will's not that funny, so...
Yeah, that's saying how good it is.
If you want to send us some questions to Ask These Americans, you can send them to BarkerPodcast@hotmail.co.uk. Find us on Facebook. Like the page, Oddcast Podcast UK. And also...
Pod Gods Network.
We are part of the Pod Gods Network, which you can go to www.podgodsnetwork.com. You can find loads of other podcasts there, including Ask an American, Last Podcast of Stand.
Other podcasts, including Ask an American.
Last Podcast
Barker,
of Stand.
Finish
it. PUR Podcasts. It's Not Soccer Podcast, which is another one I did with Billy. And yeah, we apologise for this episode. It has probably been the worst I've ever felt because I can't say anything right today. I'm blaming Will and his sausage making.
It was the LSD sausages, clearly.
And it's really ruined me, and I feel like I need to go to bed and wake up because I've got a busy day tomorrow. I've got to record a podcast with an actress.
Some miserable cunt.
No, I've got to do the actress podcast.
Oh, and you've got two to do tomorrow.
I'll be bang on it. And then we're doing a shitcast. So
yeah.
Maybe we need to get this out of our system.
Get home, get yourself a nice cup of cocoa.
Cocoa?
Yeah, why not? Hot chocolate.
Oh, fucking, I need a beer. Send me to sleep.
Fair enough.
But Will, fuck it, whatever. Just sign us out.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Ask an American podcast. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about the Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host, Chris, and his revolving cast of not-so-ready-for-internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life. Pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we were talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcasts on iTunes or email us at theunsocialnetwork@hotmail.com.
Ask an American. Three podcasts in one. The podcast accompanying instructions. Wham bam, thank you, man.
We are blogging under the influence.
And we are the last podcaster standing.
Good afternoon, UK.
We're like the hills. We're stuck on this.
We don't go around. Right.
Nope. We're with you till you die.
This vintage 1996 dildo is 8.5 inches long
with a girth of 5.25.
Okay, you guys just bumped yourself up.